Blog Talk Radio.
Can't you hear his voice speaking to you right now? Lord,
atmosphere of a prophetic voice that's speaking right now. When God shows up, He speaks. He moves. Why don't you lift up your hands right now? Somebody's going to leave encouraged tonight. That heavy burden is lifting right now. That thing you're facing is leaving right now. You're getting your victory right now. Come on, lift up your hands. Somebody who needs to be encouraged. Right now, your faith is returning to you. Your joy is coming back to you. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. God is just worthy to be praised, isn't He? Amen. He is really here in the presence, and I feel Him in my presence tonight. Amen. Not only tonight, but every night. Amen. Any day that you're able to lay down and that you're able to open up your eyes and return back home, it is a blessing upon a blessing before God. Hallelujah. Welcome to Simply the Word Ministries International, where I am your host, Pastor Prophetess Krishna Oswansa. It is a blessing, as I always say, as well as a privilege to be before you just one more time. For truly, God did not have to do it, but I thank Him just because He did. Amen. So many people have gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. And they're leaving out of here by the dozens. But God gave us another day and another chance, brand new grace and brand new mercy to get it right and to just come before Him and repent and ask for forgiveness. Amen. We're in for a treat on tonight. God has been just working and dealing. Amen. I'm going to get to a point where I'm going to be consistent on the air. Amen. But the way my work schedule is set up, to God be the glory. I thank Him for a job. Amen. So I have to get here when I'm able to get here on the air. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You because this is a day that You have made, and You said rejoice and be glad. And God, we thank You for our early rising and for our late laying down. God, I thank You for every person that has tuned in to hear the voice of You. Not me, but the voice of You. God, I decrease so that You may increase. Now, God, I ask that You wrap Your loving arms around each and every person under the sound of my voice. For those that are even listening in the archives, oh God, I ask that You lift up their bowed down heads, oh God. Whatever their problems are, whatever they're going through, whatever the situation is, God, let them know that You can. Hallelujah, that You are the great I am. Besides You, there is no other. God, we have searched far and near and still is unable to find anyone as just as You. And for that, Lord, we say thank You. God, we ask even in the midst of all of this that You forgive us of our sins, oh God. For we're not worthy to come before You, but God, You said that You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. You said, now unto You, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even think or even ask. And Father God, we thank You because You told us to come before You and ask. Whatever it is that we ask, oh God, in Your name, that will You do. Now, God, we're asking You to forgive us of our sins. God, we're asking You to wash us white as snow. God, we're asking You to throw our faults and our insults and the things that we did, our sins, into the sea of forgetfulness and remember them no more. Father God, we thank You for we're able to be able to come before You. Oh, God, and lift up our holy hands and even call on Your name. God, for so many people are being restricted in calling upon the name of You. But, God, we thank You because You have allowed us to be able to call upon Your name for such a time as this. Lord, we need You, and we can't make it without You. Now, God, I ask that You just bind every demonic spirit that comes to attack this broadcast, oh, God. We come against every backlash and retaliation of the enemy. In Jesus' name, this prayer is sealed in Your blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank You. Hallelujah. Tonight's scriptural reading is going to come from Joel 2. Amen. Something that's very, very dear to me. Joel, the second chapter, the 24th verse to the 27th verse. It says, the threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow and with new wine and new oil. I will repay for you the years the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarms, and great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders to you. Never again will my people be ashamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be ashamed. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't want to serve a God that will restore unto you everything that has been taken from you? Amen. All your joy, all your pain that needs to be taken away, God will give you joy. Amen. All your weaknesses, God will give you strength. The depression, God will turn your depression into happiness. Amen. Even the material things that the enemy has taken from us. Amen. Our children, our homes, our jobs, our peace. These things mean so much. Hallelujah. And I bless God because as I was studying on today and I was in prayer, God had begun to deal with me about the things that he will repay me for. Amen. He said, I will reward them who diligently serve me and seek me. And I know that I'm not the only person that's been serving and seeking God for some things diligently. Amen. That word diligent means consistently, without ceasing. Amen. And I know that I've been just searching and I've been just in prayer, asking God to do some things for me. The material things don't matter that much to me. I think I've gotten to a point in life where the material things don't matter. If I have them, fine. I'm not saying that I can do without them. But you know what? I don't have to have all the luxuries. Amen. Because sometimes good stuff don't always mean that it's good. Amen. And we're a prime example of that. If you look at the internet, if you look at the phones, all this modern stuff, all this high-tech stuff, everything that's high-tech, things are happening that shouldn't be happening. People are taking people's identity. People are, you know, becoming other people who they shouldn't be. People are, it's a major identity crisis here in the United States. Amen. And it's a blessing to be able to know that God will give you back everything that the enemy has stolen from you. Amen. I posted something on Facebook today and it was talking about a store or actually into a restaurant. And because he did not like the black man that was sitting in the restaurant, what happened is he said that I'm buying dinner for everybody except for the man that was sitting in the corner. Amen. So the man said, okay, thank you, sir. He never got upset. He never got mad. He never did anything. So the man that was purchasing all this for everybody that was in the restaurant couldn't understand why the man that was sitting in the corner, whom he didn't give anything to, wasn't upset. The man pulled out the cash again and told him, I'm buying drinks for everything. Everything is on me. So the waiter took the money and came back, and he gave everybody in the restaurant all these drinks and all the food that they can eat because it was all purchased on the man. But the man that was sitting in the corner, whom he did not want to purchase anything for, the only thing he can do was humble himself and say thank you. Amen. And so at the end, the man, the rich guy, asked the man, why is this guy not upset about anything that I did? Why is it that he can just sit in the corner as humbly as he knows to sit and say, all he can say was thank you? The waiter turned around and told him the reason why he can say thank you is because you put the money into his restaurant. He is the owner. Amen. God will take and use your enemies unknowingly and give you favor. Amen. He will give you back everything that the enemy has taken from you or everything that the enemy thought that he could steal from you. Amen. Your joy, your peace, your happiness, your family, your children. Amen. Your home. Things. People are suffering here in the United States. Amen. Every day, people are looking for food to eat. They're looking for a roof over their head. They cannot pay their bills. They cannot sustain. Amen. One thing from the other. But I come to tell you and to encourage you on tonight that God will give you back everything that the locust worms have eaten from you. Amen. He will repay you everything that is just due you. Amen. All you have to do is just constantly seek him. He said that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And I trust and believe that God will do exactly what he said he would do. He said in his word that his word would not return back unto him void, that it will accomplish everything every mission that it was sent out to do. I come to encourage you on tonight to speak the word of God over your life. Begin to lay hands on yourself and tell yourself that everything that the enemy has taken from you, no matter what it looks like, no matter how what the circumstance of the situation, what the outcome is, you serve a God that's greater than anything and anyone. Amen. Serve a God that can do anything. He said, with me, everything is possible. Amen. And when he said that everything is possible, when you look at that word impossible, it says that I'm possible. God has a way of giving you the encouragement and the strength to go head on. And then what he'll do, what I love about the God that we serve, is that he will put your enemy, those that have their mouth on you, those who talked about you, those who put you down, those who did not trust you, he will put them in the way to turn around and favorably bless you. Amen. The God that we serve is not shorter than his word. He is not short of his word at all. The old folk used to say that he may not come when you want, but he's right on time. And if he's not there when you think he ought to be there, that's because sensibly it is not the time for him to be there. Amen. I believe that we serve a God that's of humor. I believe that when God does things for us, he wants to do it drastically. He wants to be showed out. He wants to make a grand interest in our life of the things that people thought that he could not do. I just get a vivid picture of God doing some things for us in our life where he walks through the door. You know how people walk in and you know you all of that. You know that, you know, you driving the best car. You know that your bills are paid. You know you're living in the best homes. And you know that everything, you have no worries. You go to sleep and you sleep comfortably. Amen. I believe that when God does things for us, he wants to do it just like that. He wants to show up and he wants to show out. Because it's no God that's greater than the God that we serve. Amen. I know they try to exclude Jesus and do all of this, but you can't. The word of the Lord says, how can you come unto the Father except you come by the Son? Hallelujah. The Son, which is Jesus. No man can enter into the kingdom except they come by way of the Son. Amen. Because he is the mediator between us and God. Amen. Because if it was left up to God, I'm believing that like he was in the Old Testament, God had a temper. He didn't play all of that. He gave you a fair chance, but he also gave you a fair warning. And when he was fed up, he was fed up. Hallelujah. Yes, he was. So I just thank and praise God for who he is. He didn't have to do it, and he still don't have to do it. Amen. I've been praying and waiting on God to do some things in my life. Hallelujah. And I have not given up. Even when the enemy comes in like a flood, even when the enemy comes in to tell me that the God that you serve just won't do it, and I turn around and I slap the enemy right back in the face. Well, if he can't do it, it's not because he can't do it. It's just that it's not my season for it to be done. Amen. And we have to get like David sometimes, and we have to begin to encourage ourselves and pat ourselves on the back. God, you may not come when I want you. God, you may not come when I actually need you. But I do know, like Dottie People says, that you are an on-time God. Hallelujah. I believe that God is the God of a timely God. Amen. And just like I just said, that he really wants to come in and he wants to show up and he wants to show out. I believe that that type of God, that is the God that we serve. Amen. I just bless God on tonight because I was just sitting here thinking and I thought about, this is the fifth month that my mom has been passed, amen, and on the 23rd, it'll be 10 months for my dad, and I asked God, and I constantly asked God, like, why? And I couldn't believe that I could make it this far. God said, I needed you to lean and depend on me. He says, trust in me in all of thine ways. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all of thy ways, acknowledge me. Amen. And it's not that I wasn't acknowledging God, but God needed to show me that I needed to depend on him even the more. Amen. And I found out the more that I got closer to God, the more I need to be delivered from the things that I was thinking, the things that was in my heart, the bitterness, the hatred, all of these things. But God, things were stolen from me. Hallelujah. Things were taken from me. Hallelujah. But I just bless God because he says that he will repay them. He will give me back everything that the enemy has stolen from me. He says not only that, he says that it will be new oil and new wine, and I will be able to eat until I'm full. Hallelujah. Not just physically eat, but spiritually eat. Hallelujah. It's nothing like being able to be spiritually full. Amen. I know exactly what that feels like within these last few months or better. Amen. God has been dealing with me. I haven't really been eating a lot. Amen. I don't want to fast, but I mean, I guess, I don't know, it's a fast. I guess I haven't had the appetite to eat, but my appetite has been to pray and seek God's hand of mercy and his favor on my life. And I will encourage you to do just the same thing. Amen. A lot of times we have to push the plate back. The Bible says that these things come by prayer and fasting. Amen. Sometimes we got to know when to push the plate back. We got to know that Daniel prayed. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Amen. He made an altar by a window or something where he was able to know that God can see him and he can look to the hills from whence cometh his help and know that all his help came from God. Amen. And for this month, our God didn't have actually had me in the book of Daniel, studying from the first chapter on through. Amen. And I just admire who Daniel was, his character, and everything. Sometimes God will send us back to go back and study the characteristics of those that he used back in the Bible days. We think that we are just like different from them. We're no different from them. Amen. We are no different from those that he used then, than he used now, and that he'll continue to use tomorrow. Amen. But Daniel, even though King Nebuchadnezzar thought that Daniel was dealing in witchcraft, this was the thing with Nebuchadnezzar, really, that Daniel consulted the the witches and the warlocks and all these people that deal in the underground world. Amen. But didn't he know? He had no. Even he told Daniel, you know, God would take you and make a fool out of you. He told Daniel, from this point on, we're going to consult the God that you are consulting. Didn't know that Daniel was consulting the Most High. Amen. A lot of times we have to read in between the scriptures, and we have to read in and dive in. We have to go deeper than the surface of the scriptures. Amen. King Nebuchadnezzar thought that he was really God. He thought that he was able to control anything and everything, but yet he still had to call on the prophet Daniel. Amen. And Daniel trained the men that was with him, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. He had to train the men that was with him to be able to pray and to push the plate away, amen, where they only did vegetable and water, amen. Sometimes we have to push things back in order to get it. The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent have to take it by force. We are in a time as such as this that we must take everything that we have, everything that the enemy has stolen from us. We got to come to a point where we have to take it by force. Amen. Hallelujah. Our marriages, our children, our homes, our jobs, positions, things that we know that God has given us the ability to attain. The enemy has came in and swiped it away from us, but you got to know how to take this thing by force. Hallelujah. Come by way of fasting and praying. Hallelujah. We got to know to take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, we do. We have to know to take it to the Lord in prayer. As we get ready to come down to the end of the service, I bless God for each and every last one of you all that has tuned in to Simply the Word Ministries. I promise you, I cannot keep going without you. And I bless God for each and every last one of you all. Amen. As we get ready to come off the air and I begin to pray, I ask that you all continue to keep me lifted up in prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day because, again, we couldn't be here without you. God, I ask that you cover each and every person that has been under the sound of my voice, oh God, even in the archives, oh God, that you would do it for them, Lord. Even as I stand in the gap for them, and you, God, have your son Jesus interceding for me. God, even as I intercede on behalf of those that are under the sound of my voice, God, I ask that you do it for them, God. Do it for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever their hearts desire, oh God, allow them to attain it, oh God. Bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. More importantly, oh God, loose your angels, oh God, to be around them. Then, God, loose your warring angels to execute their enemies, oh God, and take avenge of everything that belongs to them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Till we meet again, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. You all be blessed.
to endure.